says in Dapidan Reis, La'ilam yoichal adam yishtah pachas mashiyeshloi, v'yilbash yiskasa b'mashiyeshloi, v'chabed ishtavana v'yoysi mashiyeshloi. So when it comes to ishtavana, we're supposed to be mechabed them and give them even more than you have. And the question is, how could the Gemara be mitzvah to do that? If a person gives more than he has, he's going to end up not being able to afford it. It's not mistamed, the Chazal will tell you to do something that's going to comely de'anias, and, you know, b'chla, how could he practically do that? How could we be mechayiv him to give yoysi mashiyeshloi? And I think you could say that the pshat is al-pita gemar in b'mtzina, dafne tes, the gemar says that amilu rava lev ne'mechayza, rava tov ne'mechayza, ukiru l'nashayichu kehechid sis asr. You should be mechabed your wives in order that you should become ashirim, in order that it should bring to ashiris. And it's mevoin the gemar, that when you mechabed your wife, it brings ashiris, it has a skula that brings to aishir. So over here, when you're being mechabed ishta, yos mashiyashlai, so you don't have to worry about it, because that itself will bring to ashiris, so it's an investment. Even though you're spending more than you have, but eventually you'll get paid back through the cup that you're giving to your wife. And the Mela, that's something which the Gemara says you're able to do, because at the end of the day, you will end up getting Ashiris, and that will cover the Yesem Ashiresha at the time of the Kibbutz.